In San Francisco today, lawyers representing California Governor Gray Davis asked the state Supreme Court to delay the election that could result in the governor's recall. Davis's lawyers argue that a hastily organized election could violate the rights of some voters. As of now, the election is scheduled for October 7th. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Voting may take just a minute or two, but it takes months to plan an election. And attorneys for California Governor Gray Davis argue that, as things stand now, there's just not enough time. Some counties, including Los Angeles, have said the high costs and short deadline will force them to reduce the number of polling places. And then there's the question of ballots. The old punch card system of hanging Chad fame was supposed to be replaced, but the kinks haven't been worked out of the new systems yet. Speaking with reporters at the state Supreme Court in San Francisco, Robin Johansson, an attorney representing Gray Davis, said they're asking the court to push the recall back to the next scheduled election in March,
where we won't have these problems with the outdated voting machines that produce so much trouble in Florida, where we will have enough polling places for people, particularly in the inner cities, to be able to get out to vote.
The March 2nd election will include a contested Democratic presidential primary. Davis supporters believe that will help him by boosting Democratic turnout. Recall backers think an October election date favors them, since conservatives are more likely to turn out for special elections. Right now, just one Republican has announced he's definitely running against Davis. Congressman Daryl Issa also bankrolled the recall effort. His spokesman, Jonathan Wilcox, called Davis's lawsuit just more slick maneuvering by a do-nothing governor.
Gray Davis should spend more time trying to lift California out of its fiscal plight and a little less time huddling with his lawyers trying to figure out a way to subvert the Constitution. He is clearly on his way out, and I think now it shows he'll do anything, anything to delay the inevitable.
It's still unknown how many names besides Daryl Issa's will be on the ballot as possible replacement candidates for Davis, but the governor's lawyers are arguing that one of them should be Gray Davis. Right now, he's only allowed to appear on the part of the ballot asking about the recall. Attorney Robin Johansson says, what if Davis loses the recall, just barely, and his replacement is elected with just a tiny plurality?
The governor's supporters could win 49.9% of the vote. And we could have Larry Flynt with 6% of the vote as our next governor. That's not fair. That's not constitutional.
Larry Flynt, the publisher of Hustler magazine, is one of nearly 300 people who've taken out papers for a possible run as Davis's replacement. Others considering the race are former L.A. Mayor Richard Reardon and businessman Bill Simon, who lost to Davis last November. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger will likely announce his decision on Wednesday on The Tonight Show. The deadline for filing is this Saturday at 5 p.m. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.